This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. Continuing our study of the life of Paul, let's expand the point that the books he wrote provide the major part of his legacy. The two books he wrote to the Thessalonian church were written during his second missionary trip. Questions about the second coming of Christ arose, and the letters were primarily written to affirm the believers and answer the questions raised. A godly old man was asked by a young Christian once, "What would you do if you knew that Jesus Christ was returning tomorrow?" Expecting to be told that the old man would feverishly go out into the streets and warn everyone to get ready, he was surprised to hear him say, "I would go on living as I have been living. I always live as though Christ were coming today." In 1 Thessalonians, you discover that such a life of security is encouraged because such preparedness for the future will always inspire and involve service for the Lord and sanctity of life in the present. You should walk worthily and work watchfully while you wait for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In his second letter to the Thessalonian church, he addresses another issue that will become more prevalent in the days prior to Christ's return. Lawlessness will increase in preparation for the lawless one's appearance, the Antichrist. We need to be aware that till the end, God is permitting lawlessness within limits. We have a responsibility to be involved until that time and day in opposing any practice of lawlessness. All the while, be assured that in the end, God will punish lawlessness. For the Christian, anticipate Christ's return with great joy. If you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.